Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis along with Andrea Donsky. And, you know, one of the things that breaks my heart is bullying. And it's been going on for so long. It happened to me. It happened to Andrea. And it happened to our guest, Joey Thurman. He is a health, fitness, nutrition expert and creator of the Lifestyle Renovation. Joey, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me.
You know, I bring this up, of course, because we're going to be talking about how bullied teens can reduce their suicide risk through exercise. Now, before we jump into that, Joey, if you don't mind sharing some of your experiences, I mentioned that you had been bullied yourself, and then we'll share some of ours.
Yeah, of course. You know, a lot of people see me and as a health and fitness expert, and, you know, I do some modeling and fitness modeling. They think that I have no internal issues or any struggles, and I just grew up with cherry blossoms and flowers around my family and everything perfect, but, but that's not the case. You know, when I was a kid, I moved around a lot and ended up being bullied as a teenager. And I really had thoughts of suicide, and I really struggled with depression. And know to this day that, sometimes I get caught in a funk and I need to get myself out of that. So even as a kid, they wanted to put me in a suicide watch, and a lot of people really just shake that off when I say that kind of stuff. But I really had to work on myself, and through fitness and exercise and the support of a loving family, I got myself out of it. But we all have our internal struggles.
Yeah, we really do. You know, I was called olive oil for years, and people used to ask me all the time if I had anorexia, because I was so, which is hard to believe looking at me now, I'm very shapely, but I was so skinny and I felt so bad about myself, and I would try to do everything to gain weight. And I mean, it was just, it was just terrible. And the kids were so mean. And Andrea, I know you went through bullying too.
I did for my entire year of grade 7. I would come home every day crying, and it was all because of one person, which is funny enough. But, Joey, what's so interesting is I want you to tell us a little bit about what you can do to help people. So for those who are listening who, whether you're being bullied or whether you know anybody that's being bullied or have kids that are being bullied, grandkids, nieces, nephews, I mean, tell us what people can do now to help these children that are going through this.
Right. Obviously, you need to have a good support system, which is without saying. But there's a recent study that came out that teens and people that were bullied can actually reduce their suicidal thoughts by 23% if they're just moderately to vigorously active 4 times a week. So that can be anything as getting out, going for a walk or a hike. Or, sometimes people that are bullied, they're very insecure, and it's a vicious cycle. So, maybe you're getting bullied about your weight, and you don't want to go exercise, and then all of a sudden you start putting on more weight and more weight and more weight, and it just keeps becoming cyclical, and it's a snowball effect. So, you can go ahead and get a workout band CBD that you can do in your own basement, or maybe take a self-defense class, which is a great way to gain that internal motivation and awareness of yourself, in case you are in a situation, God forbid, that you had to defend yourself against the bully and, stand up to them. At least you have that confidence of, you're being active and you can defend yourself. Those video game systems, the Wiis, anything like that can be considered exercise without even really knowing that you're getting up and you're moving.
And I think that's a really good point. And I like the self-defense because I remember taking it myself when I was younger. It really helps to build confidence too. And
right.
I think that's a big part of it, right? When you're bullied, your confidence just goes, it plummets. So I think having that, any type of exercise, which we know will help boost our serotonin levels, which will help also give us the confidence. So I love that you say that. I guess, as I'm listening, and I went before when I made the introduction and I said, where I asked you the first question, I said, how do we help these children? But I would think that it has to do with adults too, because there are adults out there that are bullied as well. It could be in the workplace, could be wherever it is. So this would be good for adults and kids, right?
Well, of course, especially since there's all sorts of different ways to bully now. So we've got the people that hiding behind a keyboard or any sort of mobile device that we can make fun of anything, whether it's being, too in shape or too skinny or too fat, whatever it is, somebody is always going to have some sort of problem with that. And adults experience it as well. And there was actually a Swedish study that was done. When people start being active as teenagers, they're 50% less likely to have suicidal thoughts as adults. Starting as a teenager is great. But obviously, adults can experience this as well. And they really need to make sure that they stay active. And the hardest part to being active is the anticipation of being active. Oh, it's scary to go to the gym. It's scary to get up and go for a walk or go for a run or ride my bike. The anticipation is much harder than the actual event of getting there. But once you're there, you take that workout class, that dance class, whatever it is, you feel much better about yourself after the fact. It's just the anticipation of actually doing it that's the struggle.
You know, Joey, one of my problems was that I was super uncoordinated as well as being skinny. So I was not only picked last, but the teams would fight over who got stuck with me. And this went on from kindergarten through high school. Now, but when I was 17, I discovered swimming and I have super long arms and super long legs. And I just took to the water and it was amazing. And it gave me such confidence. But there was so many years where I was afraid to try anything because I was just so bad at sports. So what do you say to kids like me, or, you know, when I was a kid who feels like I can't do anything athletic? I mean, I know I can now as an adult, but to convince the kids, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think you need to have them try all sorts of different things. You know, it's okay to try something and not like it. Then you know that, you know, that you don't like it, or you know, that you can find something else. It's just like dating. You know, you've got to date around until you find the person that you want to be with for the rest of your life. So you can take that approach to fitness and being active as well. But go ahead and try a bunch of different things. You know, maybe do some things as a family, dodgeball, kickball, softball, anything, you know, that's fun. It doesn't have to be a competitive sport. Let's be honest here, barely any of us are going to make it as a professional athlete, you know, as much as we want to. But you can get out and be active and, you know, go to the Y, you know, join just a class that, you know, a workout class or a sport that is to your level and as beginners. There's all sorts of different avenues online to find, you know, people that want to work out and don't necessarily, you know, want to make it to the Olympics.
You know, it took me such a long time to find what I really love. And I started something in August. I started doing kickboxing and I fell in love with it. And for years, Joey, I would not go to the gym and I talk about healthy living and all aspects of this lifestyle. But I was missing the workout part. And I used to be a workout buff, but I stopped because I had kids and, you know, life got in the way. And then I finally found something that I love and now I can't get enough of it. So I love that you're saying that. And the key is really finding something that you love and just to do it, because when you work out, there's nothing like it, right? Lisa, I know you're an avid workout buff. Oh, yeah. Like, it really is nothing like it to kind of have those feelings and everything that's going on, right? I mean, you could explain it too, Joey, in terms of what it does to our body. Maybe just a little bit in terms of the background of what happens when we work out. What does it do to those neurotransmitters in our brain?
Right. Yeah, I mean, what happens is once you develop that habit of working out, then yes, you start getting that internal motivation. Yeah, you increase your serotonin levels and your feel-good hormones. So all of these antidepressants, they're trying to mimic the feeling, essentially, of working out, being active, and being healthy. So if you don't want to be a pill popper and take these pills, you know, obviously some people actually need these things, and that's up to the professionals to take care of. But if you just have, you know, slight depression thoughts, get out there and be active, and you're going to start feeling much better about yourself. It doesn't you don't have to look like a fitness model or be on the cover of a magazine or, you know, on a runway. You just have to make sure you get out there, become active, start eating a little bit better, and you're going to feel much better. Because if we start feeding our body with fuel that's not good for us, we're going to feel like crap. But if we start feeding it premium, greens and vegetables, you know, things like that, we're going to feel much better internally, look better externally, which in turn, we're going to be more active as well and feel so much better about ourselves.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree more. So let's tell everybody if they want to learn more about you and what you do, where could they visit you? What's your website name?
Yeah, thelifestylerenovation.com. There's workout programs, nutrition programs. They can get 50% off any workout program or diet by typing in the code SAVVY. So quite nice for everyone.
Oh, cool. That's great. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being on our show today, Joey. You can also follow Joey on Twitter at Joey, J-O-E-Y, Thurman, T-H-U-R-M-A-N, Fit, F-I-T. I'm Andrew Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. And please, please, please go out and do something active today.